No animal is half so vile as Crockywock the crocodile.
On Saturdays, he likes to crunch 6 juicy children for his lunch.
And he especially enjoys just 3 of each, 3 girls, 3 boys.
He smears the boys, to make them hot, with mustard from the mustard pot.
But mustard doesn't go with girls. It tastes all wrong with plaits and curls. With them, what goes extremely well is butterscotch and caramel. It's such a super marvellous treat when boys are hot and girls are sweet.
At least that's Crocky's point of view. He ought to know. He's had a few.
That's all for now. It's time for bed. Lie down and rest your sleepy head.
Shh, listen. What is that I hear? Galumphing softly up the stair. Go lock the door and fetch my gun. Go on, child. Hurry, quickly, run.
No, stop. Stand back. He's coming in. Oh, look, that greasy, greenish skin. The shining teeth, the greedy smile.
It's Crockywock the crocodile.
The Lion. The Lion. The Lion. The Lion. The Lion. The Lion.
Not the only, do you get up?
The lion just adores to eat a lot of red and tender meat. And if you ask the lion what is much the tenderest of the lot, he will not say a roast of lamb, or curried beef, or deviled ham, or crispy pork, or corned beef hash, or sausages, or mutton mash. Then could it be a big plump hen? He answers, no. What is it then? Oh, lion dear, could I not make you happy with a lovely steak? Could I entice you from your lair with rabbit pie or roasted hare? The lion smiled and shook his head. He came up very close and said,
the meat I am about to chew is neither steak nor chops. It's you.
Always turn these lines and make them more. Crocodile by Roald Dahl. Read by Stephen Fry. In the biggest, brownest, muddiest river in Africa, two crocodiles lay with their heads just above the water. One of the crocodiles was enormous. The other was not so big. "Do you know what I would like for my lunch today?" the enormous crocodile asked. "No," the not-so-big one said. "What?" The enormous crocodile grinned, showing hundreds of sharp white teeth. "For my lunch today," he said, "I would like a nice, juicy little child." "Huh? I never eat children," the not-so-big one said. "Only fish." cried the enormous crocodile. "I'll bet if you saw a fat, juicy little child paddling in the water over there at this very moment, you'll gulp him up in one gollop." "No, I wouldn't," the not-so-big one said. "Children are too tough and chewy. They are tough and chewy and nasty and bitter." "Tough and chewy?" cried the enormous crocodile. "Nasty and bitter? What awful tommy rot you talk. They are juicy and yummy." "They taste so bitter," the not-so-big one said. "You have to cover them with sugar before you can eat them." "Children are bigger than fish," said the enormous crocodile. "You get bigger helpings." "You are greedy," the not-so-big one said. "You're the greediest croc in the whole river."
"I'm the bravest croc in the whole river," said the enormous crocodile. "I'm the only one who dares to leave the water and go through the jungle to the town to look for little children to eat." "You've only done that once," snorted the not-so-big one. "And what happened then? They all saw you coming and ran away." "Ah, but today when I go, they won't see me at all," said the enormous crocodile.
"Of course they'll see you," the not-so-big one said. "You're so enormous and ugly, they'll see you from miles away."
The enormous crocodile grinned again, and his terrible sharp teeth sparkled like knives in the sun.
"Nobody will see me," he said, "because this time I've thought up secret plans and clever tricks."
"Clever tricks?" cried the not-so-big one. "You've never done anything clever in your life. You're the stupidest croc on the whole river."
"I'm the cleverest croc on the whole river," the enormous crocodile answered. "For my lunch today, I shall feast upon a fat, juicy little child while you lie here in the river feeling hungry. Goodbye."
The enormous crocodile swam to the side of the river and crawled out of the water. A gigantic creature was standing in the slimy, oozy mud on the river bank. It was Humpy Rumpy, the hippopotamus.
"Hello, hello," said Humpy Rumpy. "Where on earth are you off to at this time of day?"
"I have secret plans and clever tricks," said the crocodile.
"Oh, dear," said Humpy Rumpy. "I'll bet you're going to do something horrid."
The enormous crocodile grinned at Humpy Rumpy and said, "I'm going to fill my hungry, empty tummy with something yummy, 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 yummy."
"What's so yummy?"
asked Humpy Rumpy.
"Try to guess," said the crocodile. "It's something that walks on two legs."
"Oh, you don't mean," said Humpy Rumpy. "You don't really mean you're going to eat a little child?"
"Of course I am," said the crocodile.
"Oh, you horrid, greedy, grumptious brute," cried Humpy Rumpy. "I hope you get caught and cooked and turned into crocodile soup."
The enormous crocodile laughed out loud at Humpy Rumpy. Then
he waddled off into the jungle.
The Manifesto of the Communist Party. Section 3. Socialist and Communist Literature. 1. Socialism. In the French Revolution of July 1830, and in the English Reform Agitation, these aristocracies again succumbed to the hateful upstart.
Deep river love, my home is over Jordan. Deep river, I want to cross over into campground. You know I want to cross over into campground. My Lord, he calls me by the thunder, trumpet sounds within my soul. You know I ain't got to stay here. Oh, I ain't got that much longer to say. Deep, deep river, Lord, my home is over Jordan. River, Lord, I want to cross over into campground. You know I want to cross over into campground.
Once upon a time, in a land where the men tattoo love and hate both on one hand, there lived a family. The average fabric of a woman and man, girl and a boy, a few toys and a cat. Her name was Whiskers. Some days they all sat happy together. Other days, plates smashed on the wall after they got flung like a discus. After a fight, the dad would play Black Sabbath into the night. The mom would blast Eurythmics in the kitchen. The kids would sit listening to both. The girl drawing the sky. The boy writing his Christmas gift wish list in the form of a rhyme. It would go, "Dear Santa, a calculator watch is what I want, and if you don't give me that, then you're a really bad Santa." The girl was an avid dirty dancer, watching Patrick Swayze 7 times a day till the VHS tape wore away. But the boy wasn't into that. His older cousin's already into rap. They gave him a tape of NWA and said, "Listen, tell us what you think of that." So we went to his room and put it on, and turned it off again. "Are you mad? If Mom hears that, I'm going to catch a slap, and I don't even want to think about Dad." So we put it in an old sock, in a shoebox, on top of his wardrobe, underneath a blanket, and just told himself to forget it. He spent his afternoons wrestling his little sister. He was 3 years older, so it was easy to lift her onto his shoulder for an inverted tombstone. She pretty much did what he told her, and liked it when he rolled her up in a duvet like a sausage, in My Little Pony pastry. "They've been fighting a lot lately," she said one afternoon, as he had him in the early stages of the perfect Boston crab. The boy knew straight away, this was one of those serious moments in the middle of a game that they every so often had. He told her not to worry, then finished her off with a suplex. "Who's the greatest? You are. Say it louder. You are!" "That's correct." Later that day, the girl sat playing the Mom at Connect 4 on the kitchen floor. Something felt wrong. She'd been keeping score, but Mom hadn't won one. Now, the girl didn't miss a lot, but she failed to spot the fact that Dad's coat was missing from the hook on the back of the door. "Where's Stephen?" "He's over there. Doing his homework?" "No. He's watching that documentary about the frozen home of the polar bear. Again?" "Well, tell him his dinner's ready. I made his favourite. Turkey drummers and alphabet spaghetti, but not in front of the telly. Tell him to come to the table. I need to speak to you both. It's important." Later that night, the boy sat alone in his bed. 101 Carl Lewis-shaped thoughts were running through his head. Mum had said it wasn't their fault. It's just that Dad was confused. His sister had asked who they'd live with and whether they'd have to choose. And as the two of them sat downstairs now on the sofa in a state, the boy's eyes were drawn up to the top of his wardrobe. His face changed, and a cartoon light bulb appeared. And for those of you who don't know, this represents an idea. The living room was cold, and the curtains were closed, and the sofa looked like a battered old boat in the middle of the ocean with both of them sitting in it. He told them to stand up, and handed them sunglasses he got free with a Happy Meal, his eyes sparkling like Catherine wheels. They didn't ask why, as he moved past them to the old Hitachi stereo, but as he looked back, his mum and sister kind of looked like the Blues Brothers. He pressed rewind on the tape, put his own glasses on his face, pressed play, stood back, and waited. As the music started, his mum and sister looked startled, so he quickly explained the role play and told them, "You just got to trust me. Mum, you're Dr. Dre. Sis, you're Eazy-E. Whiskers the Cat will be MC Ren, and me, I'm Ice Cube." For the rest of the night, they passed a wooden spoon like a mic, rhyming along to all the songs, all swearing as loud as they liked. "Yo, when I'm in your neighbourhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is as crazy as fuck. And as I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I'm coming back, boy, I'm coming straight out of Compton." That's it, Mum. Compton. That's the tale of how N.W.A. took a day that was going to be grey, and just for a while at least, made it okay. And since that day, whatever mess I'm getting in, to feel better, I just press play. Because music is my medicine.
Little balls of love, we love it, desert rain. We took get out, but I'm too tough for him. I say stay in there. I'm not going to let anybody see you. There's a bluebird in my heart that wants to get out, but I pour whiskey on him and inhale cigarette smoke. And the whores and the bartenders and the grocery clerks never know that he's in there. There's a bluebird in my heart that wants to get out, but I'm too tough for it. I say, stay down. You want to mess me up? You want to screw up the works? You want to blow my book sales in Europe? There's a bluebird in my heart that wants to get out, but I'm too clever. I only let him out at night sometimes when everybody's asleep. I say, I know you're there, so don't be sad. And I push back. But he's singing a little bit there. I haven't quite let him die. And we sleep together like that, with our secret pact. And it's nice enough to make a man weep. But I don't.
Laughing Heart, your life is your life. Don't let it be clubbed into dank submission. Be on the watch. There are ways out. There is light somewhere. It may not be much light, but it beats the darkness. Be on the watch. The gods will offer you chances. Know them and take them. You can't beat death, but you can beat death in life. Sometimes the more often you learn to do it, the more light there will be. Your life is your life. Know it while you have it. You are marvelous. The gods wait to delight in you. That's a beauty.
I took myself out walking, but evening I was running. I hadn't done this for a long while. My friends said cheer up, it was high time. But can't you see I'm lovesick? I need cure, so bring it real quick. This time I'm fearing heartbreak. Look at the time, it's almost daybreak. Well, I don't wanna settle down. I don't wanna leave this town. I'm feeling lost and found. Am I wild, 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 wild? Oh, I am most unsatisfied. You can tell this looking in my eyes. She looks like a lovely piece of art. Must tear us apart. Oh, 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 oh. I took myself out walking, but evening I was running. I hadn't done this for a long while. My friends said cheer up, it was high time. Oh, can't you see I'm lovesick? I need a cure, so bring it real quick. This time I'm fearing heartbreak. Look at the time, it's almost daybreak. Oh, I don't wanna settle down. I don't. I'm feeling lost and found. Am I wild?
But thanks for your time. Then you can thank me for mine. And after that said, forget it. Don't be inane, there's no one to blame. No reason why you should stay here and lie to me. Don't say anymore, just walk out the door. I'll get along fine, you'll see. But thanks for your time. Then you can thank me for mine. And after that said, forget it. If there was a word but magic's absurd, I'd make one dream come true. It didn't work out, but don't ever doubt how I felt about you. But thanks for your time, then you can thank me for mine. And down to that set, forget it.
This is the last song. I love you, oh brother of mine.